Hello, how's everybody doing? This is Dr. Lisa. I'm so excited to hear and see you today. I'm talking about here. I'm excited to see you today. I hope that all is well with you. We are in the last quarter of the year, and I wanted to come on to talk to you about the importance of praying in the Holy Spirit for your spiritual growth. A lot of times we are dealing with so many different things in life that we can just, you know, be moving and shaking and forgetting about the importance and the power of praying in the Holy Spirit. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, it is a great benefit to you. Now, the devil does not want you to understand this because, see, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, he cannot comprehend your prayers. That's one of the powerful benefits. Praying in the Holy Spirit will encourage you. A lot of times, the enemy wants us to give up. I know the other day, the devil was trying to wear me out, and I could sense in my spirit that he was trying to make me give up. And so immediately, I went into praying in the Holy Spirit. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, you will definitely have more spiritual growth. So I want to talk to you today and share with you a couple of different reasons why. And we're going to go over some scriptures. And I want you to take notes and also invite a friend. Make sure that you share the podcast. Jude, y'all remember Jude? Jude was the brother of Jesus. And he often talked about how we should build up our most holy faith in prayer, but not just any type of like how I'm talking to you, English prayer. But he said that we should build up our most holy faith when we pray in the Spirit. So let's go to the scripture. Jude is only one book, and it's in the New Testament. And it's Jude verse 20, and it says, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith, pray in the Holy Spirit." The Amplified Version says, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith, make progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit." When you pray in the Holy Spirit, your spirit man is at the throne of grace. That is the powerful gift of praying in tongues, because your mind, which is carnal, your flesh, which is the skin that your body is covered in, your flesh and your carnal mind is just your human way of thinking, does not enter into the gates where God is or at the throne of grace. It is your spirit. Why is that? Because in order to be able to pray in the Holy Spirit for spiritual growth, the Lord will give you a heavenly language. Your language comes from your spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit will help give you the strength to want to move forward. Oftentimes, we have a variety of relationships that some of them can just wear us out. Some of them are good. We talk to different people on different levels, and each person has a different type of personality. And some days we don't want to be bothered. Some days somebody might call you and you're like, you know, I did not expect for this to go this way with this person. They just really got on my nerve. And so that you won't get depressed or upset or cuss them out or go off on the deep end, it is good to just go into praying in the Spirit, or you might say go into tongues. If you do not currently have the gift, I want to encourage you to ask God for the gift. It is crucial that you have the gift of tongues. There are many people that fake it, but it is important that you have the gift, because putting you at the throne of grace is going to give you more wisdom, more knowledge, and more understanding, which is the Holy Spirit. He's going to lead and guide you into what you should do. So what does Jude, the book of Jude, mean when he said, you know, we need to pray in the Holy Spirit? So he's telling you here that when you get baptized, that's when you get your heavenly language. Now, somebody might say, well, how do you get baptized? At your local church, or if you're at an event, you want to get baptized. That's when you go down in the water. The preacher, or pastor, or bishop, apostle, they will put you in the water. They will read the scripture. They'll baptize you. You go down in the water. When you come back up, as you're going down, they're going to be holding their hand over your face saying, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Spirit. Or they might say Holy Ghost. That is the Trinity. The Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit is the Trinity. And so you have to go down in the water and come back up. Why? Because you have to be able to go down in the water, which represents Holy Spirit. When they pierced Jesus' side, what came out? Blood and water. So the water represents Holy Spirit. And so some people might say, you know, I got baptized, but I don't really have my heavenly language yet. Well, if you don't, there are some things that you need to do to shift your spirit to where God can say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and give him or her the gift. Now, how I received the Holy Spirit was when I forgave my brother, my sister, my mom, and the judge who done me wrong. So you want to remove any anger, any bitterness out of your heart that will stop you from getting the gift of tongues. You see, the enemy wants you to continue to be angry with those who did you wrong yesterday. If you were in a bad marriage or a bad relationship, or if you're currently in one, you want to forgive those who have done you wrong. If it's someone that did you wrong when you were 10 years old, if somebody molested you, if somebody abused you mentally, physically, emotionally, whoever wronged you, you want to work on forgiving them. Why do I say work on? Because it's not easy. You know, we think that if we don't see that person, you know, we've gotten over it. They're not in my city. I don't live with them. I don't eat dinner with them. They don't pay my bills. I could care less what they do. But that's not how forgiveness works, because there are demons that hide, demons of guilt and shame, demons of abandonment, demons of rejection, demons, and here's a big one, the spirit of pride. The king of pride, his name is Leviathan, and he will hide in your heart. He will hide so deep until, as he gathers more demonic spirits to make you think that you have forgiven them, those spirits come in and all of a sudden now you've got more of an attitude. You're sharper with your words when you're talking to people. You've increased in cursing folks out. Your patience is shorter. And you don't even think, excuse me, that it has anything to do with that unforgiveness that you've been holding on for such a long time. But it does. Those demons are very manipulative. What demons? The demons of bitterness, the demons of anger, the demons of guilt, the demons of shame, the demons of pride, the demons of unforgiveness. They strive to stay in your life so that you will not get the gift of the Holy Spirit. They do not want you to grow spiritually. You have to grow spiritually in order for you to hear from God clearly. People often ask me, Dr. Lisa, how do I hear the voice of God? Well, you want to pray in the Holy Spirit for spiritual growth. That's one of the ways. When we're baptized in the Spirit, like I said, we often get our heavenly language. Paul also shared a marvelous revelation in 1 Corinthians. Y'all turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. And it says, for he who speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him, although in the spirit he speaks mysteries. So you see, the enemy cannot understand this language. The enemy, the devil himself. He cannot understand it. That's why he wants to keep the people of God away from speaking in tongues. Now, some of the churches say, well, you know, Paul said don't speak in tongues unless there's an interpreter. That's not, people misunderstand that. And if God didn't want you to speak in tongues, then he wouldn't say get baptized. Going down in the water is part of you receiving your heavenly language, okay? The enemy cannot understand the language, and we can't go against what God is saying. That's my point, okay? The Lord wants to reveal to us when we're praying in our heavenly language what he is saying. He wants you to move according to heaven, not according to your will. Move according to his will for your life. Praying in the spirit will put you in the perfect timing of God. That is what the enemy wants you to miss. He wants you to miss the prophetic, perfect timing of God. Praying in the spirit does another thing. It releases perfect prayers. Oftentimes, we do not know what to pray. Many of you, many women that I meet, they are praying for a husband. They're praying for a godly husband. If you want a godly husband, yes, we can pray in English. I just made a video today and I was talking about how when you pray for your godly husband, ask God for a husband that will want to get your hair and nails done, someone that will adore you, someone that will, in open public, hold your hand and say, I love you. Someone that will show you off. Those are fine. That's a great prayer. But when you go in the spirit and you say, la 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 ma siki, lo 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 mo siki saya, la 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 ma 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 siki so, wo la 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 ma siya, isaka ma la lo mo siki sama. When you do that, you go to a whole nother dimension in power. And when you pray the English prayer about you want someone to love you, someone that adores you, someone's going to get your hair and your nails done, someone's that's going to love you openly in public. When you said all of that in English, all of hell heard you. All the witches, all the warlocks, all the wizards, they heard you, okay? Why? Because the devil has agents that are assigned to you, and those demonic spirits, they go back and they report. And so when they make their report and they say, oh, Dr. Lisa over there praying for her husband. She says she wants this and she wants that. But if you go and you pray in the spirit, the enemy can't go back and report because he can't comprehend. And so the prayer that you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit is praying so many different things. And in order for you to understand what he is praying, there's a gift called diverse kinds of tongues. I do have that gift. That gift allows you to prophesy clearly and accurately to a person because the diverse kinds of tongues, when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you are the vocal gift of God. And so the Holy Spirit will come back through your vocal cords and speak in English and will prophesy what he just said to you in tongues. That is a powerful gift. That gift definitely will help you with your spiritual growth. It is a powerhouse. You have to be ready for it. If you speak in tongues and you don't have the part of interpretation, it's okay. Don't worry about trying to understand and comprehend everything God is saying. Just know that the Lord said that everything is working out for our good. And so spiritual growth is working out for our good. So we want to be praying in tongues. Just be excited to get the gift, to have it. If you've not asked God for the gift, let me encourage you to say a prayer and say, Lord, I'm asking you to grant me the gift of praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Spirit strengthens our inner man. It strengthens our inner man. This is crucial because we are waging a war. There's a war called spiritual warfare, people of God, that is always taking place. Some of you experience spiritual warfare on your jobs, in your family, when you're at the grocery store, when you're at the traffic light, when you're in traffic, family reunions. You may have gone out with some so-called friends last week and it didn't go that well. You may have met somebody new. You went out on a date. It didn't go that well. There's always spiritual warfare. Somebody's bullying you at work. Somebody told a lie. Somebody's gossiping somewhere. Spiritual warfare is always taking place. So to pray in the Holy Spirit, it is important because the Holy Spirit is fighting your battles. The spirit man on the inside of us takes the lead in spiritual battles. One way we can become stronger in the Lord and the power of his might is to pray in the spirit. So to become stronger means to trust God more, to have more faith, to shift our focus off of what we're going through, to shift our focus off of the people that are mistreating us, the lies that's being told. Some of y'all are married to some people that you know God didn't tell you to marry. You got some issues going on. You got a whole lot of issues going on. When you get married to an individual, you don't just marry that individual and you pick and choose who you want to talk to. You marry that whole bloodline, whether it's people you like or you don't like. And so praying in tongues is going to help you. When you're having those challenges and when you need answers, pray in the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the gift, ask for the gift. Remember, do not harbor any unforgiveness in your heart. You will not get the gift if you have unforgiveness in your heart. Paul also talked about praying in the Holy Spirit in different apostolic prayers, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. I also want to tell you that when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you pray a perfect prayer. You see, and that's what the devil wants you to miss. You pray a perfect prayer. That is huge spiritual growth, people of God. When you pray in tongues, you release perfect prayers. Why is that? Because your prayer is not being done with your carnal mind. Your brain doesn't even have to think of what to say. The Holy Spirit comes in like a rushing wind and he's speaking through your vocal cords. And it's great because only God can comprehend what Holy Spirit is praying. Not unless you get the gift. One of them is called diverse kinds of tongues, like I said, to interpret. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Y'all write that down. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. This is important now because a lot of y'all are in relationships, narcissist people tormenting you. Come on, write it down. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So let me explain this to you. We do not know what to pray for as we are, but the Spirit himself. So the Spirit himself is the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit already know that your husband's been rejecting you. He don't really show you no affection. You're aggravated. You're tired. You're going to prayer and you're asking God for strategies on what to do. So you're looking for strategies on what to do while you're weak. Your heart is broken. He said, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. Your flesh is weak. Your flesh is weak. Your heart is weak. And you're like, Lord, I need some help. Help me. So when you need that a lot, my sokomola siki saya, ikama soko saya. You just walk around the house and you pray in tongues. Then you will shift when your spirit shifts, your mind shifts. When your spirit shifts for spiritual growth, your heart shifts. I want to encourage everybody that is listening to me that daily you must repent. Daily. It is important that every day you repent because every day Somebody is going to upset you. Every day, somebody's going to offend you. You want to be praying and ask the Lord to allow you to have spiritual growth, to help you, not allow you, but to help you with your spiritual growth. So that when people lie on you, when your husband mistreats you, if you're dating someone and he's not really turning out like you thought, you want to go into prayer. You want to go into tongues, praying in the Holy Spirit for spiritual growth so that you can receive answers and strength. But you also want to ask the Lord to forgive you for any bitterness, any anger that you may have in your heart against anybody that wronged you. I always encourage people that are in my mentoring program to write the people's names down who wronged you. Because it could be 50 people. It could be 3 people. But write their names down. If you can't remember everybody, ask Holy Spirit to please bring it back to your remembrance of the people that wronged you. Because you want to quickly forgive them. If you don't forgive people, that's why a lot of people now are in wrong relationships, because they've not forgiven those who did them wrong. And then they just step into a new one. They're not even asked God for advice. And then you're just doing stuff, bouncing here, bouncing there. No, you need to pray in the Holy Spirit for spiritual growth. Spiritual growth includes wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so that you will know what to do. So I want to share something with you. Matthew chapter 6 has the Our Father's prayer in it. But I want you to know, verse 14 says, "For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you." Verse 15 says, "But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So that means that if people wronged you, you don't forgive them, and you still got that bitterness going on undercover, if you don't forgive them, God is not going to forgive you. I just read you the proof. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. The Our Father's prayer starts at verse 9. But you want to forgive people so that you can grow spiritually. At times, you might feel like, you know, I got an unction to pray in the Spirit. And you might find yourself speaking in tongues like never before. You want to keep doing that. I believe that the Holy Spirit is, whenever you start praying in tongues and you feel like there's an unction, meaning a feeling to do it, that it's the Holy Spirit that wants to pray for you. He wants to go to battle for you in the Spirit. We're going to talk about that next. He wants to battle for you. Because see, when you pray in English or you go to cussing your enemies out, that's not going to help you. Holy Spirit want to battle for you in the Spirit realm. Why? Because it is a war going on. As I'm talking to you, there's a war right now. Somebody's having a conversation. Somebody, those demons, having a conversation right now concerning you, concerning me, concerning my future, concerning your future. Those demons are what the Bible calls, they contend. They are gathering together. But I want you to know that if you pray in the Spirit, you will have spiritual growth and your focus will shift on the things of God. You may not see the attack coming, but the Holy Spirit sees all things. Oh, I can't hear nobody, and knows all things. Because you see, the enemy is like he's a snake. He's cunning. He's sneaky. So he's going to try and, you know, and sneak up on you. But if you just pray in the Holy Ghost out, it's times I'll be driving and I'll be praying in the Holy Spirit. Oh my goodness. And then maybe like 15 minutes later, something has happened on the road. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Lord, I thank you, you know, for either rerouting me or thank you for protecting me while I'm over here. So praying in the Holy Spirit is powerful. It is extremely powerful. Let's see, what else, Lord? You might not see the attack coming, like I said, but every time you feel led to pray, go ahead and pray. Paul continues talking about praying in the Spirit in Romans chapter 8, verse 27. He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So the Holy Spirit has the mind of Christ. Let me say that again. The Holy Spirit has the mind of Christ. That is beyond powerful. The Holy Spirit has the mind of Christ. He always knows the perfect will of God the Father and always gets his prayers answered. Let Holy Spirit help you pray, and you will surely tap into John. Let's see, what's the scripture? John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15 is the promise. And it says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have whatever we ask of him. So whenever you want to ask God for something, it is important that you go ahead and break on down and pray it on in the Holy Ghost. You want to pray in the Holy Spirit. Again, if you don't have the gift, do not be discouraged. You want to be on your knees asking the Lord. And as soon as you wake up in the morning, before you go to bed at night, be asking the Holy Spirit. Be asking for the gift. Don't sit on it. Also, you can grow in the Spirit by singing in the Holy Spirit, okay? That is a gift. Let me tell you where you can find this at in the Bible so that you won't be thinking that I'm making this up. If you turn to 1 Corinthians, I'm in the New Testament. If you go to chapter 12, if you go to chapter 12 and you go all the way down to verse 10, it will show you different gifts, the miracles gifts, the discerning of spirits, which when you start praying in tongues more, you will be able to discern so many different spirits. So many that's not of God. It's mind blowing. Also, you'll see that word divers, D-I-V-E-R-S. If you have the King James Version of the Bible, that vocal gift would be at a slant. Okay. Divers kind of tongues. Now, when it comes to the singing part, turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and the prophesying part of the gift. The Bible is written in parables, and in order for you to fully comprehend, you need to grow in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will reveal to you certain things. So if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, that's where the Holy Spirit is explaining about praying, you know, praying in the Holy Ghost with the gift. And also that scripture is powerful because it talks about the person being able to interpret. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 14. That's verse 15. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is very, very powerful. The Holy Spirit will destroy any plot, plan, and scheme of the enemy. You must know that. The Holy Spirit is everything. So let the Holy Spirit help you pray so that you can grow in spiritual growth. Now, everybody's not going to comprehend. Everybody's not going to understand. But you can't worry about what people say, because you're going to have some people that's going to try to distract you, but you can't worry about all that. So let me give you an example of praying and singing in tongues. When you get that gift, you cannot practice. You can't practice for it. When the Holy Spirit hears like a melody, he'll just sing it. Sometimes when I'm praying in the Holy Spirit, as soon as I open up my mouth, I'm singing instead. And so I love it because I know Holy Spirit got my back. So I'm just opening up my mouth and I'm just singing in the Holy Spirit. It is mind blowing for me. Somebody asked, did I ask for the gift? I did not ask for the gift of speaking in tongues. I did not ask for the gift of singing in tongues. And I did not ask for the gift of prophesying. I don't recall asking. I did have some unforgiveness in my heart, like I said, and I had to work on that. And so I did go on a fast. So I want to encourage you to go on a fast. Go on a fast so that way you can break the unforgiveness and that you can walk into the spirit realm and connect with Holy Spirit. So, Father God, we thank you for this time. I thank you, Lord, for the children of God that is listening to this live. Lord, I ask you to speak with them, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to show up and show them who you are in the spirit. I thank you, Lord, for giving them the gifts in the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, for giving them the gift of singing in the Holy Ghost, the gift of praying in tongues. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that they're going to be growing in spiritual growth. Thank you, Lord, for connecting right relationships. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that everything is working out for our good, and we destroy the assignment of hell, and we prophesy and pray it in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Y'all come on and clap. Come on. I can't hear nobody. Clap and give God glory. Hallelujah. I know that I was recently, let me just say this really quickly. I was recently talking to a gentleman that, you know, a lot of people are on this thing about they want to get married. And I began to pray in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit began to reveal secrets to me. And that's another powerful gift that you have when you pray in the Holy Spirit, that the devil don't want you to know that. You see, instead of you gossiping on the phone with your friends, or calling your mama, calling your daddy, you know, get on your knees, or if you're just out and about, just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will reveal to you. And sometimes when he reveals, it is mind-blowing. You're like, what? But do that. And I look forward to it. Y'all share the podcast. I look forward to hearing your testimonies. My YouTube channel is AskDr Lisa. Ask Dr. Lisa. I'm on YouTube. What am I on? Facebook. I have a lot of prayers on there that you could go on there and listen to. Just type in Dr. Lisa Graham. You'll see me there with my short hair with the green dress on, leaning on the glass table. Instagram, it's I am Dr. Lisa Lisa. I am Dr. Lisa Lisa. God bless you, you and your family. Until we meet again, may the grace of God continue to keep you, and may you dwell in the sweet Holy Spirit. May you have communion with the sweet Holy Spirit, and may you have a blessed, epic week. And I'll talk to you later. I love you so much. God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.